lived over 3 miles from here, about two aspects. About first, yes, it's about 2 miles first I ever lived. You're gonna keep on, you wanna know what that little post oak tree you stepped down on top of here. I enjoy this little post oak tree up there on top of the hill right up there, about 300 yards. And it was little when I first knew it. It got up to be 14 inches thick through. Mm. And I'll tell you, it wasn't hard. You couldn't, you had to get hid out in this country if you got out of sight of it. Mm. I said, I don't know. People lived here all their lives. Live around different places, but nearly every time they decided that post oak. They used to have a racetrack up there to come down that forest and it plowed up. But the lightning take care of that post oak one night. Killed her dead as a hammer, and I showed it, he see it too.
No way to sure get it when they're up all by themselves.
That is the only thing that was there. It sure killed it. Several fellas said, what went the little post oak? I said, the lightning killed it. And after a year or so, I seen it wasn't ever going to never come out. I just cut it out. Made posts out of there, about a dozen posts out of there. But they wasn't no count.
Hmm. How long have you lived in this house?
Well, when I moved in here the first day of September, and now wait a minute, I'll get through Teddy. Don't be writing down that. First day of September in 1908. And I lived here till in 1913, first year, and then I moved off, and then I come back here in the last December in 1938.
And travel?
No, I ain't traveled much. Just around a few states a little.
When did you start?
Oh, about 2 years ago, since the woman passed away.
How about your trip to St. Louis with Luther?
How much?
When was that?
Oh, that's way back. Oh, let me see. It's when you couldn't hardly buy a car to pick it. It was scarce, it was way back yonder.
Was that before the war or during the war?
It was kind of after the war.
About 46?
I expect it as long as that.
Boy, those were sad days, weren't they?
Yeah, that sure was.
Slip your money under the counter.
You could, you guess how I said that. My bunch, my family to take care of, and two of the girls, men of the army, and I had see that they got through. And you couldn't buy no meat hardly. You couldn't get no lard. You couldn't get nothing. A lot of fellas couldn't, but I made it all right. I went up there and watched, and I said, this old merchant, I said, Harsh, you got any? Lard said, no, I ain't, Tom, not a bit. We said, you leave your bucket.